Shoot.
We'll continue studying Isaiah on the spiritual teachings from that book.
我们看以赛亚书的30章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书的30章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
15节。
Verse 15.
啊，进度。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. This is what the sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel says, in repentance and strength, the rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it.
这节圣经节对我们信仰生活非常重要。
This verse is very important in our late daily lives.
前面一句话说，得救在乎归回安息。
The first part, in repentance and rest is your salvation.
那下面一句说，得力在乎平静安稳。
And the second phrase, in quietness and trust is your strength.
我们人生有很多的问题。
We all have many problems in our lives.
那很多的问题，如果没有解决，可能会影响我们属灵的生命。
These problems, if we don't resolve them, it could possibly affect our spiritual life.
那如果能解决,
and now if we can resolve those problems,
我们对神的体验又更深一层,
we can experience God and understand God on a deeper level.
我们的信心又更长进一点,
our faith can grow even more.
但是要让我们问题得到解决, 有一个关键,
but there's a key point to resolving our problems.
就是在乎归回。
That is, we have to repent.
好，那这个归回哈，我看英文很多不同的版本，它有两种翻译。
And repentance, actually, there's different ways. It's translated in different ways in different versions.
一个叫做 return, 一个叫 repent.
There's some versions translate this as that that the phrase repentance here is return.
哦，那其实这两个意思一样。
And actually, these two words mean the same thing.
浪子离开父亲,
when the prodigal son left his son, father,
生活很自由,
the son's life was very, very free.
所以他搬到很远的地方去,
he went to a faraway land.
那这个浪子要睡觉到几点, 没有人管。
The prodigal son could sleep till whenever he wanted. No one was watching over him.
那他钱很多, 他要怎么用, 没有人管。
He had a lot of money, so he could spend it however he wanted to.
圣经里面后来讲, 他犯了淫乱的事情。
The Bible says that afterwards he committed an adulterous act.
因为当一个人自由的时候, 到最后就放纵, 放纵到最后就已经离罪不远了。
And because when someone is very free, they are let loose, and even to the point where they're very, very close to sin.
那这个浪子回来,
when the prodigal son returned,
他就回头了,
he went back.
那浪子为什么回头?
Why did he go back?
就是他做一个比较,
it was to make a comparison.
以前我住在父亲的家,
he made the comparison that he used to live in his father's house.
虽然 不是很自由,
maybe he wasn't so free in his father's house.
但是很丰盛,
but it was bountiful.
但是现在离开父亲,
but now after he left his father,
很自由到可以放纵,
he could, was free to do what he wanted.
但是结果后来, 他连吃的东西都没有,
but the result was that at the end, even he did not have enough to eat.
他要去跟人看猪,
he had to tend to other people's pigs.
然后要吃猪吃的东西,
he had to eat what the pigs ate.
所以他觉悟这样下去, 我大概会死。
And he realized that going down that path, he would probably perish.
所以他一比较, 他就想说, 还是回头比较好。
Once he did that comparison, he realized that going back was still better.
那他回头以后, 对父亲讲第一句话是什么?
When he went back to his father, what was the first thing he said to his father?
我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
I've sinned against God, I have sinned against you.
Yeah. 所以回头跟悔改其实是一样的。
So when we say returning and repenting, it is the same thing.
哦，你没有悔改就是没有回头。
If you do not repent, that means you have not returned.
或者倒过来讲啊，没有回头就是没有悔改。
Or other way, if you didn't return, you didn't repent.
哦，啊，所以有时候我们常常发现哦，我们人在世界上，哦，有觉得有时候觉得说没有父亲没有关系。
Sometimes we live in this world, we think that when if we don't have a father, it's okay.
哦，所以长大结婚叫做离开父母。
That's why we say when we grow up, we leave our parents.
哦，那我们在这个世界上没有神却不行。
But in this world, if we live without God, that is not good.
虽然他也是父亲，但是没有他不行。
He is a father, and without if we don't have him, that's not good.
哦，结婚离开父亲不叫做。Lost 不叫迷失。
When we marry and we leave our parents, it does not mean we are lost.
那个叫独立。
That is called independence.
哦，但是如果一个人从神这个天父独立了，他叫做迷失。
But if a person declares independence from God, that person is lost.
那这个就不太一样了。
That is somewhat different.
哦，所以没有父母长大了，可以活得很好，但是没有神，问题就会一大堆。
Someone can grow up with their without parents and turn out okay, but when someone grows up without God, there tends to be problems.
哦，所以这个浪子啊，就是一个比喻。
The prodigal son is a parable for us.
离开父亲，问题一大堆。
Once he left his father, problems came about.
哦，那等他回头。
When he returned,
父亲，我得罪了你。
Father, I've sinned against you.
竟然他发现他父亲呢没有责备一句话。
He realized that his father didn't even rebuke one word to him.
因为他父亲已经等了很久。
Because his father had already waited for a very long time.
因为这个父亲爱他自己的孩子。
His father loved his children.
哦，所以父亲就给他几件事情。
His father gave him a few things.
啊，第一件给他一件衣服。
The first thing he gave his son was a set of clothes.
哦，因为以前看猪啊，这个衣服又脏又臭。
The son, after watching the pigs, his clothes were dirty and smelly.
现在给个新的衣服，清洁的。
His father gave him a brand new set of clothes.
啊，人离开了神。
When a man leaves God,
看起来很自由。
It looks like he can be very free.
但是人离开了神。
But when a person leaves God,
人就会变成很贫穷。
The person becomes very poor.
哦，所以启示录里面讲了赤身肉体。神为我们披戴那个白的袍已经不见了。
The Revelation says that we are naked, and that is why God gives us the robe to wear.
哦，那回来神又赦免我们的罪。
And when we come back, God forgives our sins.
那第二个。
The second thing.
啊，给他一个戒指。
He gave him a ring.
哦，这个戒指是归属的记号。归属，那个订婚啊，互相属于对方。
There's a ring of promise for his son.
哦呀，哦，所以神给我们圣灵。
The God gave us the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵就是一个记号，神接纳我们做他的儿子。
Holy Spirit is a sign for us that we are His children.
哦，再来，神。在羊宴席给他。
And lastly, his father gave him a feast.
那神就给我们丰盛的恩典。
And that is today for us the blessings that God gives us.
所以这个浪子这样绕一圈回来，他发现哦，虽然在父亲的家不是很自由，还是最好的生活方式。
The prodigal son he went around a whole huge circle, but and came back to his father, even though he was not.Of completely free, it was still the best life.
所以敬拜神看起来不是很，好像不是很自由。
When we worship the Lord, it looks like we are not free.
你单单十条诫命一拿开来看
，When we take out the Ten Commandments,
哦，每一条看起来都是一个约束。
We look at the Ten Commandments. Every one of those commandments looks like a strict rule.
那我现在不信，我就自由了。
But if I disregard them, I'm completely free.
但是问题是，一旦我们没有在遵守神的话，问题就从那里一直跑出来。
But the problem is that once we stop obeying God's words, that's where all the problems come.
因为父亲给自己的子女的 这一些指导都是出于爱。
A father gives rules to his children out of love.
但是我们给自己的子女，因为我们的智慧有限，所以有时候不一定对他好。
As parents, our own wisdom may be limited, so what the rules we give may not always be good.
但是神是全知的神。
But God is a perfect knowledge, a perfect knowledge.
人是神造的。
And as man, we are created by Him.
所以神给我们一个手册。
God gave us this manual.
就是圣经。
That is the Bible.
那这个手册就是告诉我们人是什么。
The manual tells us what is God.
人要怎么活。
How do we live as man?
人有问题怎么来解决。
If we have problems, how do we resolve them?
那自由就是把这个手册丢掉。
Freedom is to toss away this manual.
那我要怎么做就怎么做。
I'll do whatever as I want.
那就是问题的开始。
And that's where your problems start.
所以得救要从我们的问题得救，就是要回来，或者说要悔改。
So for our problems to be resolved and to be receive salvation, we have to come back, return, and repent.
那为什么要我回来就好了？我不悔改不行吗？
Why can't I just come back and not repent?
为什么一定要悔改呢？
Why do I need to repent?
因为所以这个浪子说，我得罪了天，我也得罪你。
The prodigal son said, I have sinned against the Lord, and I have sinned against you, Father.
为什么这样讲？
Why did he say that?
因为神对我们有绝对的主权。
Because God has an absolute authority over us.
所以我们为什么主耶稣上面我们加上耶稣上面要加一个主？
When we refer to Jesus Christ, why do we say Lord Jesus Christ?
这个称主耶稣不只是一个尊称而已。
The saying Lord is not just a formality.
这个主耶稣就是提醒我们，他是我们的主宰，他对我们有主权。
When we say Lord Jesus Christ, it is to show that He has authority over us and to remind ourselves that He has authority over us.
那主耶稣是我们的主宰，有几个原因。
The Lord is our master is our master for a few reasons.
第一个
，First，
他创造我们。
He created us.
既然他创造我们，所以我们是属他的。
Because He created us, we are of Him.
所以他对我们有主权。
That's why he has an authority over us.
所以圣经里面说，神超乎众人之上。
The Bible says that the Lord is over man.
他用他的能力，用他的智慧，用他的爱创造我们。
He uses his power, his strength, and his love to create us.
他关乎众人之中。
He controls all things.
我们今天可以活着。
We live today.
有健康。
We live healthily.
有能力。
We live with ability.
有机会。
We live with opportunity.
这个都是神给我们。
And those all come from God.
所以他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
第一个原因。
That is the first reason.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
我们的救赎，圣经说他付极宝贵的赎价，把我们赎出来。
Second is our Savior. He gave us a paid a great price to save us.
如果我们到一个珠宝店去，没有付钱就把那个钻石拿走，我们是小偷。
If we go to a jewelry store and we just take some precious jewelry without paying for it, we are a thief.
但是如果付了价钱，这就是我们的。
But if we paid for it, then it is ours.
那我们人生只有两个主人。
In our lives, we only have two masters.
一个就是魔鬼，一个就是神。
It's either the devil or God.
那主耶稣用他的宝血把我们从魔鬼的权势买出来。
The Lord Jesus Christ used his precious blood to buy us away from the devil.
所以从我们受洗那天，我们就是属神的。
From that day we are baptized, we are of God.
所以从神的创造跟神的救赎，我们人是在神的权柄之下。
So for being God's creation and being our Savior, we are under the authority of Him.
因此，当一个人不管神，自己自由要活怎样，那个就是违抗神的主权。
Therefore, when a person decides to disregard his word and do as he pleases, that is a rebellion against God.
所以那个叫做要回头，叫做要悔改。
That is why we're saying we have to return and repent.
那我们回头悔改，神就帮助我们解决问题，这就是得救。
When we return and repent and God helps us resolve our problem, that is the salvation.
好，那我们现在回来看圣经里面得救的一个例子。
Let's look an example of salvation in the Bible.
我们看路德记。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth.
路德记的第一章。
Ruth chapter 1.
就有一个家庭搬家。
There was a family that had moved.
丈夫叫做以比以利米勒。
The father of that family was named Elimelech.
好，那他为什么搬家？
Why did Elimelech move?
在第一节。
We'll take a look at verse 1 of Ruth.
说国中遇到饥荒。
He moved because in verse 1 it says there was a famine in the land.
所以他当丈夫当爸爸的一个责任就是要怎么来解决这个问题，家庭的生活。
So as his duty as a father and a husband, he had to figure out how do I resolve this problem for my family.
结果他就搬到摩亚地去。
And Elimelech moved to Moab.
摩亚地有很丰盛的食物。
The land of Moab was full of food.
所以他搬到摩亚地去，他生活的困难马上解决。
When he moved to Moab, all his problems in the world were resolved.
但是这样做有什么不对呢？
What was wrong with that?
这样做是大有问题。
There was a great problem with this.
为什么？
What was it?
因为他们是神的选民。
Because he was part of God's chosen people.
那神给他们一块地。
And God had given his chosen people a piece of land.
当时的迦南地。
And that was the land of Canaan.
那摩亚地是什么？
What was the land of Moab?
摩亚地是淫乱的地方。
Moab, the land of Moab was the land of sin.
所以神的子民为着解决生活的困难，用神不喜欢的方法，做神不喜欢的决定，这个是大有问题。
When the chosen sons of God were trying to resolve their problems with ways that God had not wanted, that's where the problems came from.
因为那一块地是神要给他们。
The land of Canaan was given by God to them.
那这样他们搬到摩亚地发生了什么困难？
And when Elimelech moved to Moab, what happened?
神就把他的祝福恩典就拿回去了。
God took away his blessings and protection.
结果一家三个男人都死了。
Elimelech, all the three men in his family died.
很短暂的问题解决了，但是更大的问题发生。
They resolved some of their short-term problems, but they left with even greater problems.
一家三个寡妇。
The family left with three widows.
那这个是太痛苦的事情。
That was truly a bitter thing.
但是这个当时的拿俄米他就想要回来。
And at that time, Naomi had planned to return to Canaan.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
他就与两个儿子起身要从摩亚地归回，因为他在摩亚地听见神眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
Verse 6, when she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for him, Naomi and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there.
所以原来有一些人他没有搬了。
We can tell from this verse that some of the Israelites had not moved.
那没有搬生活很困难啊。
And those people that didn't move, their lives must have been very difficult.
因为那个饥荒是神对他们一个考验。
Because God had given them a famine, and that famine was a test for the Israelites.
所以我们看当时亚伯拉罕遇到饥荒，他的儿子以撒也遇到饥荒。
When we can see in the Bible that when Abraham had a famine, so did his son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕就搬到埃及地去。
And when Abraham faced famine, he moved to Egypt.
差一点他失去了他太太。
And when one day he almost lost his son, lost his wife.
那这个以撒就要照他的爸爸这样去做。
When Isaac faced it, he also did what his father did.
神说你要留在这里。
God had told him to stay in the land.
我要赐福给你。
I will give you blessing.
但是留在这里生活很困难啊。
But if I stay, God, life will be very difficult.
他还是相信神。
Isaac believed in the Lord.
结果第二年他收成一百倍。
And the second year, Isaac reaped 100 times what he had.
所以神的选民生活遇到困难，常常都是信仰的一种考验。
When God's chosen people face difficulties, oftentimes it is a test from God.
那如果我们能够坚持神喜悦的原则来面对我们的困难，到最后常常会体验神更大的福气。
If we can maintain God's principles and endure to the end, we will often be blessed even more greatly afterwards.
好，那现在拿俄米回来了。
And now over here, Naomi is returning.
那村庄的人说，哦，拿俄米回来了。
The Naomi's people were saying, "Oh, Naomi is coming back."
Naomi said, "Don't call me Naomi."
Naomi said to her old people, "said Don't call me Naomi."
Naomi is 甜的意思。
The name Naomi means sweet.
要叫我马拉。
Naomi said, "Call me Mara."
Mara 是什么？苦的意思。
What does the name Mara mean? Mara means bitter.
为什么人会从甜变成苦？
Why would someone go from sweetness to bitterness?
因为他漂泊飘离了神。
Because they left the Lord.
所以神没有恩典给他，他们就苦了。
When God does not show His grace anymore, they become bitter.
那拿俄米要解决他的困难，怎么解决？
When Naomi wanted to resolve her problems, what did she do?
生活很苦啊，就搬回来。
Her life was very difficult, so she returned.
就是从她的问题得到解决，就要归回，归回就是搬回到摩亚，这个当时的伯利恒。
For Naomi to resolve her problem, she returned and she moved back to Bethlehem.
所以圣经说得救在乎归回。
The Bible says that salvation is dependent on returning.
那他归回以后，他怎么得救？
And when Naomi came, returned, how did she receive salvation?
那路德就去捡麦穗啊。
Ruth went and picked the leftover grain.
那到了第二章，我们就发现很奇妙的事情发生了。
In chapter 2, we see a very miraculous thing happened.
我们看第二章的第三节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 3.
好，请读。
Chapter 2, verse 3. So she went out and began to glean in the fields behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech.
第四节。
Verse 4. Just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you, they called back.
这里说，路德恰巧来到波阿斯的田。
Verse 3 says that Ruth coincidentally came to Boaz's field.
那第四节，波阿斯恰巧来到那一块地。
And verse 4, Boaz just happened to come to his land.
所以路德遇到波阿斯。
And that is how Ruth met Boaz.
但是我们知道，这两个恰巧不是恰偶合发生、偶然发生的。
But we know these two coincidences are not really coincidences.
这是神的安排。
It is the arrangement of God.
在一个对的时间遇到，在一个对的地方遇到对的人。
The right person met at the right time.
所以拿俄米的一生就从那个时候开始又回来变成甜的。
From that point on, that is when Naomi's life started to return to sweetness.
所以这个得救就是要归回向神。
The salvation is dependent on returning to God.
今天呢，我们如果生活很多的问题、很多的困难，有时候常常是因为我们离开神。
Today, our lives, when we have a lot of problems and difficulties, often because we left the Lord.
所以离开神不是说，我没有来聚会，这样叫做离开神。
And we say we left the Lord, it doesn't just mean that we don't come to church.
有时候我们虽然有来聚会，
even though we may come to church,
我们的生活离开神很远。
We come to church, our lives may still be very far from God.
那什么叫做我生活离开神很远？我都有去聚会啊。
What does that mean? My life is very far from God. I come to church every week.
神就是道啊。
The Lord is the truth.
主耶稣说，我就是道路啊。真理啊。
Jesus Christ said that I am the truth and the way.
所以当我们的生活离开圣经的教训很远，就是我们离开神了。
When our lives depart from the teachings of the Bible, that is when we leave God.
当我们的价值观念离开圣经很远，就是离开神。
When our values and morals leave the Bible, that is when we depart from God.
当我们的人生理想追求的目标离开神的旨意很远，那个就是离开神。
When our the dreams and ideals and goals in our life, when they depart from the Lord, that is when we are away from the Lord.
所以离开神不一定是指着说我没有来教会，这样叫离开神。
So when we are departed from God or away from God, does not just mean that we are physically not coming to church.
从里面的思想观念价值观到外面的生活到人生目标，离开神的道很远，就是离开神。
From whether our hearts, our values and morals are according to God, or our dreams and desires are according to God, or whether our actions are according to God, that is all the things that we have to consider.
所以就会很多的痛苦困难出来。
That is when we will have many difficulties and problems.
好，那得救在乎归回，归回这个是不简单的。
The salvation is dependent on returning, but returning is not that.Easy.
因为有时候我们每天都在调整我们的生活。
In our lives, we're often making adjustments.
调整到几点起床，几点睡觉，差不多已经变成一个模式。
We change and adjust, say the times you get up and go to sleep.
那调整到礼拜一到礼拜五做什么，礼拜六、礼拜天做什么，差不多变成一个模式。
We adjust our times on what we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday becomes a set.
那现在要归回。
And now for us to return.
归回就是要改变。
We have to make changes.
改变我们的观念。
And we have to change our concepts.
改变我们的生活方式。
Our principles, change our living, ways of living.
改变我们的价值观。
We have to change our value system.
改变我们的人生目标。
We have to change our personal goals.
这不是简单。
That is not easy.
所以有时候人遇到很大的危机，就是才是他信仰的转机。
That is why often when someone faces some incredible great event, that is when their faith changes.
所以有的人他从世界上一直去，他不会想要转，因为我觉得这样很好啊。
People when they're living a smooth life, they may not want to change because they think my life is good.
现在我就发现检查癌症。
But say I went for a checkup and I realized I have cancer.
那现在癌症来了，你现在在世界上在努力什么目标？因为死已经靠近了。
I found I have cancer, and if I continue to work hard, what is the point of my what is the point of my life?
那人就开始思想，哎，那我活着要做什么
？That is when people typically start to think, then what am I living for?
我人生日子已经很有限了。
My time is limited.
那就开始改变。
That is when that person will change.
所以有时候人生最大的危机常常是属灵上的转机。
So.Sometimes the most dangerous event in our lives is the biggest factor for us to change.
身体有绝症
If our bodies become ill.
或者财务破产
Or we become financially bankrupt.
婚姻破碎
Our marriage is destroyed.
看起来这是没有人愿意经历的
It looks like these things are things that we all don't want to experience.
但是有时候这是我们信仰一个回转的机会
But sometimes that is a point for us to, for our faith to return.
那如果我们愿意回转
If we are willing to return,
我们就从我们的问题得救了
We will be saved from our problems.
所以得救在乎归回
That is why the Bible says salvation is dependent on our return.
因此信仰当中要不断归回向神，这是很重要的。
In our spiritual lives, we always have to return.
好，那我们现在来回来看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 30.
好，在三十章里面呢、啊，当以色列百姓遇到当时的亚述王要来攻击他们。
Yes.
以赛亚书三十章。
At that time, Assyrians were about to attack the Israelites.
这个是一个很大的困难、啊、
And that was a very difficult situation.
第一个，他们就想自己的方法来解决。
The Israelites immediately thought of how can we solve this on our own.
所以三十章第二节，他们就去跟埃及结盟。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 2 says, the Israelites went down to Egypt to ally with them.
那神的选民去投靠拜偶像的外邦的国家。
God's chosen people went to look for help from a nation of idol worshippers.
当然这个神不喜欢了。
Of course, this is not what God wanted.
这没有办法解决他们根本问题。
This would absolutely not resolve their problem.
为什么巴比伦亚述可以攻打以色列百姓？
Why were the Babylonians and Assyrians able to attack the Israelites?
因为神允许他。
Because God allowed it to happen.
如果神不允许，
If God did not allow it,
根本就没有办法来攻打以色列百姓。
There would have been absolutely no way the Babylonians and Assyrians would have attacked Israel.
为什么神允许他？
But why did God allow them to attack Israel?
因为他们离开了神。
Because they had departed from God.
那离开神以后，神不是马上叫国外外国来攻他们？
When the Israelites departed from God, God did not immediately send the foreign nations to attack.
神先用先知跟他们警告。
God sent his prophets to warn them.
那警告有用吗？
But were the warnings, did they listen to the warnings?
我们看三十章以赛亚书。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 30.
第九节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 9.
请读。
These are rebellious people, deceitful children, children unwilling to listen to the Lord's instruction.
然后第十节。
And verse 10, they say to the seers, see no more visions, and to the prophets, give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things, prophecy illusions. Verse 11, leave this way, get off this path, and stop confronting us with the Holy One of Israel.
因为这些先知啊，先知就是传达神的警告。
The prophets, they preach God's warnings.
那他现在就告诉以色列人，就告诉他哪一天神给有什么启示，你们要悔改回头。
The prophets tell the Israelites, God has revealed to me, you have to repent and return.
哪一天神给我看到异象，你们要悔改回头。
And God gave me a vision on this day. You Israelites must return and repent.
结果听久了，大家就觉得很烦了。
The Israelites listen to this for a long time, and they become very annoyed after a while.
就是对那个先知讲，从今以后你不要再向我说什么神给你启示什么看到什么异象，讲好听一点的话。
That's why you see in verse 10 here, the Israelites says to the prophets, "Show us no more visions. Tell us nothing more of the Holy One. Just tell us pleasant things."
那因为你讲好听的话，我们就不会良心就不会自责。
If you tell us nice things, then our conscience will not feel guilty.
我们就不需要改变了。
We don't need to change then.
所以不是讲我们需要听的话，是讲我们喜欢听的话。
They want to hear things that they don't want to hear things that they need to hear, but rather things that they want to hear.
所以有时候我们在教会里面聚会啊。
But sometimes when we have service in church,
当然领会的人不能够故意用讲台来攻击谁。
Of course, the person on the pulpit, they cannot use that public space to attack anyone specifically.
但是有时候神会感动领会的人讲一些道理，砸到我们的弱点。
But sometimes God will move the speaker to say some words that directly affect someone in the audience.
那很可能是我们不喜欢听的。
And it might be something that we don't want to hear.
但是那很可能是我们需要听的。
But it may also very likely be something we have to hear.
那我们这样重复常常听我们想听的，不听我们所需要听的。
And this may repeat often that we hear and hear these things that we don't want to hear.
我们就不会回头。
And if we keep hearing these things, we will not return.
那这样一直拖下去，神要怎么让我们回头？
And if this continues, how does God want us to return?
就让最困难的事情发生。
He will let the most difficult situation happen to us.
让我们没有路可以走。
Let us face a situation where we have no other road to turn to.
当我们没有路可走的时候。
When we have no other road to turn to.
你想想看，四边都围住，没有路走走，你就往上看了。
If you think about it, if you're surrounded in four walls, no way to go, where can you go? You can look up to the sky.
还有一条路。
There's only one more way.
那条路就往上看。
And when you only one more way, you look up.
所以我们就开始祷告悔改，亲近神。
We look up and we start to repent and draw close to God.
当我们开始回头回亲近神。
When we start to return and start to draw close to God,
我们就发现路又出来了。
We can see that, oh, the roads have opened up again.
我们就从我们的问题得救了。
And we have the salvation from our problems.
所以这个神实在是很灵敏的神。
God is a very wise God.
人遇到这么大的困难，不是神一下就让它发生的。
When a person faces some great difficulty, God does not usually just let that happen all of a sudden.
那是最不得已的方式。
It is the most absolute.Last desperate thing for God to do.
所以以西结耶利米书里面说，神给我们的意念是什么？
Jeremiah, what is God's will for us? According to Jeremiah,
神给我们的意念不是降灾祸的意念，是赐平安的意念。
God does not send us to do does not want us to have evil, but for us to do good.
不是降灾祸的，是赐平安。
Not to bring disaster, but to bring peace.
为什么？
Why?
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
那神爱我们，为什么允许这些困难发生呢？
If God loves us, how can He let these difficult things happen to us?
这样我们才会归回。
Because only then we will return.
我们归回啊，我们才不会迷失。
If we return, only when we return will we not will not be lost.
我们不会迷失，我们最后才有救恩呢。
When we are not lost, then we can be saved.
所以得救在乎归回。
Therefore, to be saved, it's dependent on us returning.
这个圣经给我们的教训呢，是非常非常的清楚。
The teaching from the Bible is very clear on this.
我们要得救。
We have to be saved.
我们要归回。
And so we have to return.
有时候我们看到一些家庭问题、婚姻问题也是这样。
Sometimes we see problems in the family or in the marriages. It is the same thing.
常常我们觉得说婚姻要幸福啊，就是要有更高的物质生活水准。
We sometimes think that for our marriage and life to be better, we have to have more material wealth.
这些观念其实是从世俗、我们的朋友、我们的亲戚、我们周围的人去抄来的。
That sort of thinking is of a worldly thought. It comes from usually our friends, our people around us, things people of the earth.
高的收入加上很高的物质生活水准就等于幸福，这个是从外面抄来的。
A high income plus a high standard of living, that equals a good life, and that's something we learn from this world.
所以为什么要求这么高，两个都投入努力去赚钱。
That's why we have dual income parents. They both earn so much money.
压力大。
And they, from that, they bring a lot of stress.
才精神有问题。
They start having mental health issues. Mental health issues.
没有时间来花时间来爱对方。
And they start lacking time to love one another, the two, the couple.
那有时候没有时间亲近神。
And sometimes they don't even have time to draw close to God.
所以那个罪性一直跑出来，但是个性不能改。
But the sinful nature starts coming out, but they cannot change it.
当一个人住在最好的区域、最好的房子，但是里面罪性不能改、个性不能改，那个就是问题的开始。
When even though someone might live in the best house in the best neighborhood, but if their sinful nature is still in there and they cannot change it, that is the worst.
全世界离婚率最高的在哪？不是全世界，在美国离婚率最高的它在哪里？
In the United States, where is the highest rate of divorce?
在好莱坞啊。
It is in Hollywood.
每一栋房子都几百万。
All the houses in Hollywood are in the millions.
但这不是幸福的保障。
But it is not a blessed place.
幸福在哪里？
Where does the blessing come from?
幸福就是在归回神的这一群人的家庭里。
Where is a blessing? It is in a family where God is protecting over them.
因为神的国在他们的家庭实现。
Because God's kingdom is manifested within that family.
那神的国是什么？
What is God's kingdom?
罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十七节
，verse 17，请读。Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
神的国只在乎公义、和平、喜乐。
The kingdom of God is of righteousness, peace, and joy.
公义是什么？
What is righteousness?
没有罪。
There's righteousness and no sin.
在神看起来都是对的。
In the eyes of the Lord, it is all right.
家庭生活里面没有罪。
The family life, there is no sin.
夫妻吵架，这是罪。
When the couple fight, that is a sin.
孩子不听父母，这是罪。
When the children do not listen to the parents, that is a sin.
父母爱自己的成就超过爱孩子，这是罪。
When the wife loves her successes over her children, that is a sin.
没有罪，都是对的。叫做公义。
Righteousness, that is, there is no sin.
第二个。
Second,
很平安。
Peace.
平安也就是说很和睦。
Peace, it means that is very, everyone is at peace.
全家很和睦。
Everyone is at peace with each other.
神同在，没有忧虑，没有害怕，很平安。
When God is there, there is no fear, there is no worry, everything is at peace.
那很满足。
And they are very satisfied.
因为常常祷告，圣灵充满。
Because they pray often, so they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这样的家庭是什么家庭？
What is this sort of family?
就是在地如天。
That is a family that is like as if they were in heaven.
这个叫做幸福。
That is a blessed family.
所以幸福在哪里？
Where are the blessings?
幸福在乎归回向神。
The blessing is dependent on whether we return to God.
得救在乎归回。
Salvation is dependent on whether we return to God.
我们来唱一首诗。
Let's conclude with a hymn.
339.
339.